is an actual fear for every man to write or pay to have written a Sefer Torah? 2. If so, as with other mitzvahs that involve expense, should one spend up to 20% of his money to fulfill this mitzvah? 3. If a number of people contribute money towards a Sefer Torah that is to be jointly owned, does each partner fulfill the mitzvah fully? As always, the Rav's time in answering our questions is very much appreciated. My good friend and the congregant, Joel Rosenstein from Matat Yahu. First of all, the Rosh holds that today the mitzvah is fulfilled by writing or buying Sfarim, Gemara, Sifrei Poskim, and so on, and not actually writing a Sefer Torah, since we don't learn directly from a Sefer Torah. And therefore, according to the Rosh, according to the way most people learn the Rosh, the mitzvah of actually writing a Sefer Torah is not applicable today. And therefore, one does not have to spend up to 20% of his money, because it could be there is no mitzvah. There are others, Shagas Aryeh, who holds that Bizman HaZeh, since we're not Bekiyim, we're not proficient in knowing exactly how to write a Sefer Torah, the mitzvah from the Torah doesn't exist. And however, it is a positive thing for a person, if he can afford it, without it impinging on other mitzvahs, to have a Sefer Torah written specifically for him, and not to give it to a shul, perhaps to put it on loan to a shul, and then he still would have the mitzvah. There is a machlokus whether the mitzvah can be done jointly with other people. The Aruch HaShulchan says no, others say yes. If even one corrected a Sefer Torah, put one letter into a Sefer Torah, without that letter the Sefer Torah would not be kosher, he fulfills that mitzvah also.